The Space Invaders by Jeffrey Matthews. One. I am Omega. Varon pushed his way through the thick, wet grass of the swamp. Behind him, he heard the sound of loud voices. He tried to go faster, but the thick grass held him back. He had to push his way through it, step by step. Varon had come about 3 kilometers from the Xeron strongroom, and he was very tired. The first part of Varon's plan had been successful. He had got into the strongroom deep under the ground. He had found the crystal, and he had got out again. He had succeeded in stealing the most valuable crystal in the universe, and no one had seen him. But the second part of his plan had gone completely wrong. The guards on the planet Xeron had found his spaceship. Varon had been told that only the strongroom on Xeron was guarded, but now he knew that was wrong. There were guards all over the planet. The guards had been waiting for him when he got back to the spaceship, and now they were chasing him, and there was no way he could escape. Varon pushed his way through the grass and fell into a pool of dirty green water. The shouts were coming closer. He had to keep moving. Varon pulled himself slowly to his feet. His face, hands, and overalls were covered in thick green mud. Varon wiped his hands on his overalls and felt in his pocket. The small, square box was still there. And in the box, there was the Xeron crystal. The crystal would make him rich, very, very rich. But first, he had to get back inside his ship. There was no other way he could escape from Xeron. He now moved out of the long, thick grass. He was standing on harder, drier ground. There were some thick bushes in front of him. Behind him, there was the swamp and the guards who were chasing him. Varon hurried towards the thick bushes. "I must get back to the spaceship," Varon thought. "I'll have to find some way of tricking the guards. I can't escape from Xeron if I can't get back to the spaceship." Varon took 2 steps forward into the bushes. Suddenly he stopped. He knew he was not alone. He dropped down on 1 knee. There was somebody near him. His hand reached for the laser gun on his belt. "Do not touch your weapon," said a soft voice. The voice spoke from behind a bush. Varon turned towards the voice and pulled his gun from his belt. He pointed the laser gun at the bush and pressed the trigger. Nothing happened. Varon pressed the trigger again. Again, nothing happened. The quiet voice spoke once more. "Your gun cannot be used. Put it back in your belt. You will not be harmed." Varon lowered his hand, but did not put the gun back in his belt. He rose slowly and took a step towards the bush. "You are not permitted to move any nearer," said the soft, quiet voice. It was a strange voice, neither friendly nor unfriendly. Varon raised his foot to take another step towards the bush, but he couldn't move his leg forward. He tried and tried to move his leg, but it would not move. He could move backwards, but he could not go nearer the bush. "Who are you?" Varon asked. "What do you want from me?"
"I want to help you, Stefan Varon," said the voice.
"You know my name," said Varon in surprise.
No one on Xeron knew him. "Yes, I know your name. And I know what you do, and where you come from, and why you are here. I know everything. I am Omega."
The leaves of the bush were moved slowly to one side. A tall figure stood in front of Varon. The figure was made of metal. Its face was neither friendly nor unfriendly. It didn't have a nose, mouth, eyes, and ears like a human. It was a robot. Varon was very surprised. He knew that the guards on Xeron did not use robots. He knew there were no robots on Xeron. Or was he wrong again? A robot was standing here in front of him. "What do you want from me?" Varon asked once again. The robot did not reply. It seemed to be listening to something. Its head moved round to the right. Varon heard the voices of the Xeron guards.
He's over there!
A voice shouted.
Near those bushes!
Varon turned to the left and began to run. Omega raised one arm and pointed it at Varon. A bright red light came from the metal arm and covered Varon's body. The red light quickly faded. When the Xeron guards reached the bushes, they found nothing. Varon and Omega had disappeared.